Fish Shane is with us. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm good.
I'm very good. We're talking a little bit about compassion.
Yeah, we've covered it a bit before in the past around self-compassion, but I wanted to talk a little bit about it today because I'm seeing more and more clients coming into the Cancer Support Centre who are supporting a loved one or caring for a loved one and they're forgetting about themselves. And I can see more and more of them just starting to fade away in front of me coming in, and they're not looking after themselves. They're just looking after their loved one. And I completely understand, you know, cancer diagnosis, you know, trying to support them, trying to help them. They might be the sole carers because, you know, they might be elderly or something like that. And I suppose, you know, we've mentioned before as well, a lot of people struggle around not telling other people. You know, I was just actually discussing there with someone that, you know, that... you know, it was cancer years ago, like, you know, it was the word that wasn't talked about. Yeah, it wasn't something that was talked about.
The C word.
And people still have a little bit of a tendency at the moment still not to share the burden, like. And I think it's so powerful. And the amount of people that come into me and after they've shared it, the relief that they feel and all that. And, you know, I really wanted to talk about self-compassion because, you know, you caring about yourself and you looking after yourself and you loving yourself. And it's an area that a huge percentage, it baffles me the more and more, the longer I get into the world of psychotherapy, the amount of people that actually don't care about themselves is huge. Huge. I would actually say that every single client that has come into me in the last 2 years into my own private practice and in the Cancer Support Centre don't care about themselves, don't love themselves.
And that's what you mean by not caring about themselves?
Yeah, not loving themselves. But I mean, you know, I mean, the amount of people that, you know, would say they'd bend over backwards for someone else. But they'd never do that for themselves. And that involves just actually doing something for you, you know, taking time out, going for a walk. But, you know, I know we're sick of going for walks now because of COVID and all that. But we should still try and adapt some of the things that we learned during COVID. We're coming out of it where the pubs are opening outdoor, even around you all, a few extra bars opened up over the weekend and stuff like that. But let's remember the things that we learned during COVID. Let's remember the walks that we had every day, the time we spent with our family, the time we spent on our own. Let's remember those things that we had during COVID and not forget them as we're coming out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, loving yourself and caring for yourself and being present for yourself is one of the most important things that I believe that you can do for yourself, because you're the most important person to yourself on this planet.
Yeah.
You know, you're born, you, and you die, you. You know what I mean? And that's one way of actually looking at it. So why we struggle so much in this country, or not even in this country, in this world, of caring for ourselves? Because that should be the number one person that you care about forever. And, you know, you hear more and more people, or not even, when I was growing up, like, you know, you'd say something, you know, that person is septic or something like that, you know, he's full of himself, you know, because, you know, the way, that was an outside appearance. We're talking about internal here.
Yeah.
We're talking about actually loving yourself, doing things that actually make you happy. Not that you make your friend laugh, not because you make a loved one laugh. Make yourself laugh. Do things that actually bring joy and laughter to yourself. It is so important to care about yourself and look after your internal part, because not caring about yourself and not looking after yourself and distracting yourself from yourself is actually causing harm to yourself. As I say, I see more and more clients coming into the Cancer Support Centre who aren't caring for themselves, and I can actually see them fading away. And I'm saying to them, you know, your partner or whoever you're caring for, you know, you're not going to be much good to them if you get sick. Because that's what's going to happen. When you run yourself into the ground, when you don't take time for you, you will actually get sick. Mm-hmm. We all know if your immunity is down, before you would have said your immunity is down, you'll get pneumonia, you'll get a cold. You know, there's COVID going around, regardless if you're vaccinated or not, there's still a certain percentage of a chance that you might actually get it. So looking after yourself and caring for yourself is the most fundamental thing that you can do. For yourself.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of people kind of find that difficult to do, or especially on an emotional level, because that's something we don't really think about. The physical part of it, yeah, you might think, right, they might go for the gym or they might eat properly or something like that. But the emotional part, which is probably more important again, you know, is something that is bypassed pretty often.
It is, and I suppose practicing mindfulness is probably the most self-compassionate thing you can actually do for yourself, is when you can actually practice mindfulness. And people, you know, it's a buzzword. It's a word that has been, you know, thrown about there, you know. And it's there's more to it than just living in the present. There's living in your own body and actually sitting. You know, the amount of people I say to, I say, oh, how long can you sit in silence? Oh, I could sit in silence for at least 5 minutes, Shane. Okay, yeah. You know, whereas I'd sit in silence, you know, I meditate every morning, like, and I self-meditate. So, I mean, I can sit for an hour, you know, and just literally meditate. And meditate and mindfulness are very, very similar. You know, there's a very famous philosopher, Eckhart Tolle, and he talks about mindfulness. He actually doesn't like the word mindfulness because it actually brings up that your mind should be full.
Right.
So it's actually not like it's not it was taken from Buddhism, like, so it's a direct translation, but it's not actually what it meant. So, you know, it's just more about your mind being free, you know. And, you know, when you can actually look after yourself and sit alone with yourself.
Well, I think a lot of people, I know we've probably discussed it quite a few times, when people think mindfulness and meditation or anything like that, they automatically think, I must think of nothing, or my mind should be empty and all that. And a lot of people probably would give up quite easily because they just can't do it. But I think they're missing the point here is with meditation or mindfulness, it is acknowledging these thoughts and just parking them and...
Well, not even necessarily parking them. You know, if you're noticing feelings and thoughts coming up, you actually look at them and you say, why are they coming up? Why am I thinking that? Why am I thinking negative? Why do I not like myself? Why do I hate myself? You know, I mean, a lot of it comes from what other people tell you. You know, that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy, that you're a horrible person. And we take these things on so personally. We take them on literally like that. Literally one or two people say it to us and we take it on as a fact. You know, and, you know, if you do sit with your own thoughts and you sit with your own feelings, you can actually, you know, you can actually figure out what is going on. You know, why don't I like myself? You know, what's going on for me there? You know, and noticing the feelings and emotions and where they're coming up in your body and noticing how it's coming up in your body. And you can actually help yourself by doing that. You know, I mean, we've talked before about affirmations. Like, affirmations are a fantastic, powerful tool that I use all the time for my clients. And the amount of my clients that I actually say to them, right, you know, between this session and next session, you know, you do an affirmation to say, I love myself, you know. And usually, like, I mean, when I'm working with clients, when I'm around the love, it's usually like, accept, like, and then love. Because, like, when they try to get to love, you'd be surprised how many people struggle with actually saying the word, I love myself. I love me. I am the most important person to me on this planet. And logically speaking, it makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people that actually struggle with saying, I love me, is profound. It generally is. The longer I get into the world of psychotherapy, I generally am shocked. But I mean, I suppose when I was younger, I used to struggle with it. I used to struggle with, you know, what would the neighbours think, you know, that sort of stuff.
But I think that's probably in it since we were kids, really, isn't it? And I know, again, we've spoken about that again, but it's something, it's probably in our DNA, that our blueprint, that, you know, this is what we've been taught all along. And I don't know.
But if you had parents who told you all the time that you're fantastic, you're wonderful, you're a great person, Eric, you're fantastic, you're going to do great things, you're fantastic, you love yourself. And if, you know, by pure miracle, you actually were inside in the school that happened as well and there was no bullies, you know, you would love yourself. You would. It's not in your DNA. This is not genetic. This is something that is actually part of our environment. It's part of what we're brought up on. You might have those perfect parents who tell you all positive things all the time, but then when you go to school or you go and mix with friends, they start telling you negative things and you start to come with self-doubt. But, you know, as society changes, I'm hoping that society changes and adapts. You can see the changing inside in schools. Schools are way better than they were when we were going to school, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, they sort out bullies a little bit better in schools than they did when we were,
yeah.
You know.
But how come we were inclined to pick up on the negative rather than the positive?
I think this is a constant thing that we talk about.
I was even told the other day by my wife, like, you know, she was giving me a compliment. Can't you just take the compliment for what it is?
Yeah.
And You know, and I have to agree, yeah, definitely, she was right. And but why? What is wrong with us that we're like that? Sure, look, there's only this and there's only that.
Well, you know, it's just that, like I said to you, I would have had it for most of my life now, whereas I can generally say on the radio, and I can say it to anyone, look, I love myself. I generally do. And when someone now says a compliment to me, I go, thank you. I just literally, and there's no, there was a little bit of a blockage in me before, like even the saying the thank you, like, oh, thank you. But now it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And as I say to people about when you pay a compliment, when someone's paying a compliment to you, they're going to the effort of paying a compliment to you, and they generally heartfeltly feel it and want to pay a compliment to you. Okay. So if they're actually feeling it, and for you to take it and accept it, you'd feel good. You'd feel happy about yourself. If you were really to just literally let the walls down and literally feel the compliment,
course,
you'd
yeah.
absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Whereas then when you put up the wall and go, oh, no, it's grand, sure, I'm just doing whatever. Yeah, it's grand, you know, I'm just doing my best, you know, I mean, you know, it's just me, or something along those lines. They're going, oh, okay, I was trying to pay a compliment, you know, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't expect
yeah,
that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're feeling bad because you said that to them. You can see that that's upset them. Which one would you prefer?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I presume that that's coming down to, as you said, loving yourself or liking yourself by you being know. Able to accept that compliment for what it is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you don't love yourself, how do you expect anyone to love you?
Yeah.
Or how do you expect to be able to give love to somebody if you don't love yourself?
And that's what you mean by being compassionate with yourself.
Self-compassion.
You have to be able to do it for yourself to be able to give it to others.
Yeah, exactly. But the amount of people that actually can have no problem giving compassion to other people,
yep.
but can't give it to themselves. And logically speaking, forget about feelings and emotions, and I don't know, psychotherapists don't say that, but I'm just saying, logically speaking, it makes sense that if you can't be compassionate for yourself, how do you be able to give compassion? You've no problem. The amount of people that I know that are just, you know, pouring out compassion to other people, caring in it. But then when they look at themselves, they actually go, oh, no, I don't like myself. I don't feel that way about myself.
Mm.
You know, stand in front of a mirror and give the amount of compassion that you give to other people and the amount that you will actually get back.
Yeah.
And I can generally tell you that living in the world of self-compassion and believing in yourself and trusting yourself and loving yourself is one of the most powerful feelings that you will ever have on this planet.
Yeah.
I genuinely mean that.
Yeah.
Forget about your drugs, forget about your drink, forget about any of that. This is what you can do for yourself. You can give yourself those positive endorphins and feel good about yourself and feel that positive glow within yourself.
And the good thing about it, it costs nothing.
It costs nothing. It's all free. It's all in front of you. Stand in front of the mirror. There it is.
Yeah. Okay, so Shane, look, that's all we have time for, unfortunately. We've that time flew once again. But I suppose the message out there, really, to get the message out there is, you know, love yourself. Feel happy with yourself. Be, you know.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I'm a psychotherapist, but yeah, it's not rocket science. It's just love yourself. Be compassionate to yourself. Feel that power and love that you give to everybody else around you. Feel it within yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you'll be a complete person.
Great stuff. Shane, thank you very much once again for coming in. It was a pleasure, as always.